that to your constituents in the Tri-Valley area. I don't understand the need to have such prescriptive.
You know, I just want to say, and I really wouldn't normally do this, and I apologize because I'm going to still reserve the right to talk, but if you need to take the description out for Bart's Livermore, take it out to the East Bay Greenway project too, because that's too descriptive also. Don't hold this project to something different, or don't let other projects go forward, and other projects have different standards. We're not going to do that. So as I look back at the projects in here, every one of them are descriptive. So you have problems with every one of the projects, including the ones in Berkeley.
I said prescriptive, I didn't say descriptive, I'm sorry. And let me then ask my final question then, and this is to staff. In your slide, they're not numbered, but anyway, on page 12, it says, "For large projects to support the most efficient and effective technologies to meet the intent of the project." How does that line up and match with Bart's Livermore being, where we're telling it, the world, that basically it has to be aligned down the center of the freeway? How are we going to get the most effective and efficient technology out of that kind of a proposal? And that's a rhetorical question, so I'll withdraw it.
We'll get back to some of these. Keith?
Thank you very much, Mr. President. I have a couple of questions first, maybe to staff, just to make sure it's on the record and get some clarity. Today's vote, we need how many votes in order to pass this?
You do need a simple majority votes in order to pause to go out to the city, the county, and to get their approval of the TEP and endorsement of the tax measure. You do need a simple majority vote. So we have 27 votes, 22 member, you need 14 votes.
Second question, I'm not sure if it's staff or council. We take this out to the city, and you find that in the process of rolling this out to the cities, we find that 80%, 90% of the cities embrace it, and then they want to do additions, deletions. How does that factor in?
I would answer the...
I just want it on the record.
I want to answer the first part first, and then legal counsel can jump in. You do need the majority of the city representing the majority of the population to put this on the ballot. Okay? So we need at least 8 cities representing over 800,000 people approximately. That's number one. Number two, and perhaps Zach can jump in on the second one, but our thought process is this is a thumbs up, thumbs down situation for each of the city in terms of the TEP.
So the language that's voted on today by the majority of individuals is the language that's carried, and there's no additions, deletions to the wording of that based on going through the city process.
That is my thought. Legal counsel, Zach, I don't know if you have anything else you want to add to that.
As to your first answer, that is correct, but it also requires the approval of a majority of the Board of Supervisors.
Yeah, I'm aware of that.
As to the second issue, I think, as you know, I rarely take rigid positions, and I'm not taking one here. If there were any substantive change, if you were trying to add a project or delete a project or a program,
or wording to any aspect of this,
well, it depends on what the wording is. I don't want to diminish the discussion over the word potential. I absolutely agree it's important. If you didn't make the, and I think there's the votes to make the change here, I'm not talking about that, it's an issue before you. If that stayed in right now, and it came back and you said, can we take out the word potential, I would tell you yes, it's not a substantive change. The approval of those councils would still be there. It's a little bit of a gray area, and I would hope the board, would be conservative on that. So it's not any great change or very many changes, but if it's a tweak of a word that's not really a substantial change, yeah, you could do that. The intent, however, because if you get into a situation where you're dealing with, you know, 7 cities that want changes, and some of them border, some of them not, you are going to run into a real problem. and you're going to drive both those councils and staff even crazier than they are now. So it's not an absolute line, but it's pretty close to that.
Okay. I want to start off by saying with Chairman Green's opening comments, I probably personally agree with above 90% of your opening comments. I want to say that in terms
it's a new record, I think.
No. And I also want to personally say that I appreciate your leadership throughout this entire process completely and how you attempted to steer to this place, and that of the steering committee and the co-chairs to that, and staff. So I do appreciate that. I'm personally making an assessment, just a personal assessment, that we probably have the votes here today to pass this. And the real issue is what happens on election day. How do we pass this measure on election day? And what I thought was being discussed earlier was how do we add to the support that's already here at this table? Not take away from it, but add to it. So that in these very difficult and challenging times that we have everyone out in a very strong way advocating for the measure. Even if they sat on their hands, didn't participate, I think today there must be about 38 state initiatives that are being circulated as petitions for it to be on the November ballot. There will be local initiatives that will confuse our voters. There'll be all of that complexity for individuals as they go to the voting booth. And so for us to pass this measure, it has to be surgical. It has to be full support, and we have to make sure that people walk into the voting booth feeling, if they don't know all the measures, they're confused by what's going on, that the people that they look to the left or right on and rely upon are also saying the same thing throughout the entire county. Throughout the entire county. To the mayor of Livermore, I value Livermore. I think that you have paid into this for 50 years, and you should be able to connect completely to BART, and I'm not saying by bus, by some form of communication, rail or whatever it is, to BART. It should be connected. Matter of fact, if there's a comfort level of taking bus out of the equation and making sure that we look at the best technology and the best rail connection, and that gives some, and leave BART in there as one of those major elements. If that helps the constituency feel we will get BART or we will get rail, but what we will get is connectivity to the Dublin BART, then, let's see, figure out how we do that. And I say that because obviously everyone in Southern Alameda County is going to aggressively campaign for this measure, as it is currently stated, or even if it changes a little bit. I didn't hear anyone say that they were against jobs. I think we're all for jobs. And so if we're building some kind of connectivity, not bus, connectivity to the Dublin station that puts the people in that region in connection, it will add jobs. I think everybody's for that. So the divide thing on jobs, not jobs, we're all for jobs. It seems as though that seems to be one area that if we could come to some kind of understanding and agreement that gives the comfort level it will either be BART or it will be rail and it will connect to Dublin, that helps to bring additional bodies on to say, we support the plan. Everybody's giving up something. Mark said it, everybody said it. Everybody's giving up something. Nobody's getting what exactly they want. It's how do we get everybody to get out there and say, we support this to the extent that we can. So I think that if we can work on some comfort level just in that area, that it adds more support to this initiative. I think that as we go through not only today's process, but continuously having this discussion at all the cities and before the Board of Supervisors, that the issue regarding the TODs is going to have to constantly be one, educated, and one, reinforced, that there will be and there is funding and people can see that. Because it's not about, it is about the vote today, but it's really not about the vote today, it's about the vote in November. Because we all want this to go forward. Nobody wants this to go down. I didn't hear that from any of the speakers. So I think we got to figure out how to get that added bit of comfort that secures the voters in Livermore and secure the people who want to ensure that they paid into it, rightfully so, should get their benefit out of it in that corridor. And at the same time, it says, if there's a more efficient way, cost-effective way, and it's rail to that Dublin station, we embrace that. Anyone would want to save money if they can, if it's efficient and it still presents itself that way. I have an uncomfort level at this point because we haven't got to there. But I think that our body around the table can do so. So I wanted to put that on the table that maybe we can play around with that a little bit more. I know you've played around. You put more hours in this than anybody else. I think you stayed up all night long talking to everybody around the clock and even before that. So I don't know if we can get to that.
But
the brilliance is around the table to do so.
More.
I did get to talk to my mom this morning, at least wish her happy birthday. So there was a real family moment at some point today. Okay, Larry, you are up, buddy.
I've been up. You just allowed other folks to speak before me. Yes.
Well, you were here for the earlier committee.
Yeah.
We say the best for near the end. You know how it works.
Thank you. Thank you, Mark. I certainly appreciate the positions that some of our colleagues have put out on the floor this evening. I sat from 12 to 3, and we had the discussions and we listened to the speakers. And we talked about all the time and energy that's been put into this to try to build consensus. Well, we didn't build consensus. One of the hardest things that I've had to learn on the city council is that, you know, when it comes time to vote, you know, I'm not going to have seven of my colleagues supporting me. But it is about the majority that has allowed us to get things in. And so, I don't think you're going to get consensus around some of the issues. There's some disagreement amongst ourselves, like there was disagreement amongst the organizations that have been involved. And so, not having no disrespect for my colleagues that want us to try to work through some issues that haven't been able to be worked through, I'd like to just call for the question and just either vote it up or down.
Larry, let me just say this. I like the idea, but I think there are four things I just want to touch on. Because I think we can clarify two, and I think one, we're just going to have to live with the way it is, which I really think is the thing to do, and the other, we'll see. The Broadway-Jackson language, have all the players that are directly affected by that, like Alameda, the county of Alameda, and Oakland, the four of you are okay with that, Wilma, Rob, Rebecca,
yes.
Larry?
Yes, we've all agreed.
Yeah. Okay. I'm neglected to mention that, but thank you, I do approve of it, thank you.
Okay, so, okay, we're okay with that. The Echo Pass, I think that alteration, modification, is everybody okay with that?
Yes. Strike the word potential and replace it with the word successful.
Right. Is everybody okay with that? Yeah. All right. Okay, good. All right. So we got those two out of the way. Now, let me say this about BART. And I've said it like for the last 6 months. I think we just need to proceed with what is there. Zach, I need not an 18-minute ambiguous answer, but you know, a compact, condensed, brief answer about the wording as it is now presented.
There are a number of questions that have been raised. I'm not sure I can answer all of them, but let me try to answer a couple. One of the questions is whether this ties BART's hands in terms of what they do in the SEQA analysis,
I strongly believe it does not. I think that BART can clearly study whatever alternatives they like. I do believe that the language about most effective and efficient technology does give them some guidance on that, and that they would be well advised to fully study some significant alternatives. I'm not in a position to tell them what those are, and I think this board is not telling them what those alternatives are. This does not tie their hands. I also think if they study an alternative and choose it, and it is not within the confines of this language, you will have the opportunity to review that and decide whether, in fact, it is within the confines of the language, or you wish to amend the plan through the fairly simple amendment process, or to say no. All of those will be options for you. And I want to link that just to one question which was related to one that member from Berkeley raised. To distinguish between the amendment process, which you've had in the existing measure, you have here, you amend by 2/3 vote of this body, and 45 days notice period to everybody. You can do that throughout the life of the plan. That is different than the comprehensive update, which will be submitted to the voters. This is a 30-year plan, which is why it's up to